The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air here on Monday, November 11th, 2019, Veterans Day. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Ashley. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank
and
you.
And happy birthday.
Happy Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last night. So if I'm a little slow this morning.
Well, you know what? We got home at a reasonable hour. You know, we had so many friends. And good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday morning. It is incredible weather that we're having. The warmest Veterans Day parade that we've ever announced. It was a wonderful. I don't know. Was it a mood? Is it because we're so grateful after the fires? What do you think makes our hearts feel more full? Or am I speaking for myself? More full this Veterans Day parade. More full at the Marine Corps ball last night. More full that we're going to be announcing all the things happening in veterans. We're going out to IGO. Carl will be doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll be singing the National Anthem. Our great honor to honor our veterans. What do you think it is that we feel more full this year?
I don't know. I think that this year there was no smoke. And I think that people are more gracious, maybe more thankful about their lives. They want to go out again, and you know, they're enjoying life. The parade was just wonderful. I mean, just wonderful. I mean, bands, horses, marching units, military vehicles, World War II veterans, Korean veterans. Vietnam veterans being honored in their own cars. The guest of honor, or the parade marshal, I should say, guest of honor, parade marshal, World War II veteran. It had it all in that parade. It was well organized. Two flyovers by Bill Ostrich from the who owns Benton Air Park.
Right.
I can't say enough about the city of Shasta Lake. Or Shasta Lake City Lions Club, who put this on every year.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about last night. And there were some wonderful, really great, heartfelt stories that happened throughout the night. Our guest speaker came in from San Francisco. They were a lovely couple. He was great.
Colonel Brendan Carney and his wife Katie.
Yes, Colonel Carney
and former Katie. If you all know anything about the Marines or the Marine Corps or just any type of military units, he was a company commander during Desert Storm. He became a battalion commander of 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, and then he was a regimental commander for the 4th Marines. He also had a number of other jobs and finished up in Stuttgart, Germany, in charge of the all of the Marines over in Europe.
Which I understand is some of the best skiing in the world.
Well, you know, he is the executive officer down at the Marine Memorial Hotel, which is just a super, super place
right down
in the middle of San Francisco.
Where we saw heard General Mattis speak.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful. But so there was a guy last night. This is just the best story. I love this. And the fact that we had a table of people that that we knew that said, what can we do to support the veterans? So we're going to do a shout out to JL and Paul Mazur from Dr. Mazur, who donated the wine for last night for all the tables.
We used to put wine on the tables, but a lot of it wasn't used. And then the cost keep going up. So, you know, if you wanted to bring wine, you could bring it yourself. But they donated most of the wine.
Most of the wine.
Any of the wine that was a little iffy, that came from me.
Yes, we just decided to throw.
We just emptied out
party wine into cases and just taken. So some people may have gotten some Barefoot Rosé, but some people may love Barefoot Rosé.
Right.
Our white thin, as we call it.
And the people from Wind River, Brandy, who is down there, who's in charge of their, you know, their big events down there, or their events down there, was there that morning.
Well, let's talk about a story about a guy who we found out later. He was a very good friend of one of the Marines. You know his name, Vint. And he was good friends with his brother who passed away about 3 years ago. And so just through the years, they've been super, super close. And so Vint kind of goaded him, like, you know, you should come and
he's a former Marine, served during Vietnam.
Yeah, never talked about, the story goes. Now, I never talked with him directly, but here's the story.
He served. He got out. He started growing his beard. And he got out like 41 years ago. And he hasn't, I mean, he's trimmed his beard.
No, he had a mountain man beard. His beard
he had a big beard. And
someone could live in that beard.
He raised his family, just a beautiful family. And they're all adults now. And Vint was talking to him about the Marine Corps ball coming up. And he said, you know, I think I'd like to participate. His name is Dan Watson.
Okay.
Corporal Dan Watson. And Dan went out and got a uniform. He got a sword because he was going to be a part of the
worked out
of the sword bearers there. Lost, yeah. He
in order
out.
To get into that uniform and
right.
do a death.
But he didn't
justice.
Tell his family. He didn't tell his family any of this. And so last night he said, "Rob, we're going to go to the ball. I'll meet you there. I'm helping him set up." When he got there, or when he left the family, he went and cut his beard off
and his hair
for the first time in 40 years, and then got a haircut. So he met Marine Corps regulations. He looked great. And then he walked out in his uniform to his family. His daughters, three daughters, did not recognize him until he opened his mouth and said hello. And you should have seen what happened then. Tears, screams, hugs. More hugs, more tears. It was wonderful.
I wish I could have witnessed that.
I saw it right there when it started. And it was, I tell you what, Corporal Dan Watson, you know how to make an appearance.
But he also did the sword line, which was very, you know, what is it? So what's the symbolism with the swords?
Well, the swords were there. You know, depending on how large the unit is, I've been in large units and smaller units, they usually will come in with a sword line with people carrying swords of every rank, you know, from, you know, colonel all the way down to warrant officer. And this is the officer balls and others, you know, then you have your staff NCOs and NCOs and they bring in and it's kind of like the guard of honor. They come in, they march in together, they, make a right face and go over to the edge of the parade deck there, that little parade deck. And then they stand there. Well, this is what they did. And they are there. They drew their swords. They came to attention when we brought in the colors. And then after the colors were retired, after you sang, and we did the reading of John Lejeune's message. General Lejeune's message has been read since the 20s. At every Marine Corps function, every Marine Corps ball, his words are read again. The traditions. And then they escort the cake in. They make sure that the cake then is handed. We cut the cake. We give the first piece to our guest of honor, Colonel Kearney. And then the second goes to the oldest Marine, in this case, a gunny out, a World War II and Korea veteran, 92 years old. And then he takes a piece of cake and takes a bite of it. And he hands it to the youngest Marine, who is a young Marine right out of boot camp last Friday. He's 19 years old, and it's the passing of traditions from our old Corps to our new Corps. So, and then Dan was a part of that and did a wonderful job, as did they all. I wish I could, you know, I'm not going to start mentioning names, but Semper Fi, too, is the organization that puts this together like that. And I have to give a big shout-out to Mike Gutierrez.
And his
former
family.
Marine, Vietnam veteran. His family were there taking tickets. Mm-hmm. He puts this thing on. And I tell you what, we had more people there than we've ever had. And we had to turn away dozens. So next year when we have this, it's going to be in the same place because Wind River treats us really well.
You have to do your return.
But return your tickets early. You know, when you get your mailers or when I start talking about this. And you want to do it. So.
More on Veterans Day. What's a little history on today and how the dates have changed. what's open and closed, and we haven't really done the weather.
And we have a place for, and we'll be doing the places where you can go today.
Okay, mostly sunny today with our high of 85 and our lows of 50. Tomorrow calls for a high of 79, Wednesday 79, Thursday 75. Is this weird? It's November, middle of November
yesterday
now.
Yesterday was the warmest day recorded up here.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, after all the things people go, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. I'll tell you how we do it. Because last night when we got home, we had to be somewhat disciplined. We wanted to play and party with our friends that were there, right?
We wanted to go down with the Jefferson pipe and drums to the Rusty Nail, and they were going to pipe their way into the place.
Can you imagine?
And we were all going to follow them in.
And you know that they were going to be standing on the bars, you know, doing a couple shots, and that would have been the roof.
A couple shots.
So anyway, we had to be disciplined, and we said, no, we're going to go home. So boom, you know, it was just like a, you know, the ritual that you have, right to bed, sleep number. My sleep number setting last night was at 55. I know that I'm not even going to play. I'm just going to do in 55. And I went right to sleep, and you have to be somewhat disciplined. And we're so happy that when we talk about our sleep number bed, it's because it definitely is a testimony. It's our personal testimony that is how we continue to have these incredible schedules that we have. Doesn't mean that we're not going to crash for 3 days, but this is why, because of our sleep number bed.
My sleep number setting is 60, and sleep number is going to allow you to adjust each side of the bed for your ideal firmness. So Linda could be at her sleep number being 50 or 55 or 40, whatever she changes it, or my sleep number of 60.
And right now there's a big sale,
Veterans Day sale at Sleep Number. The you can save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now for only $1,799, plus exclusive savings for our military and our veterans. All down at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center.
We're going to take a break here. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Happy Veterans Day, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
You'll be sorry that you messed with the U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And let me tell you, there were a lot of people there last night.
I don't care how long it takes. We'll find you.
Yeah, that
you can hide in the darkest cave, in the worst place, and it may take 10 years, it may take 12 years.
You know, in the Marine Corps,
then there's somebody from the United States military that's going to be knocking on your door.
Well, the Marines last night and they do a video every year, and Katie, who was the wife of the colonel that came to speak last night, I saw her lean over to him and say that was the best one yet. It was really a really good message, and it shows the guys from around the world, you know, and then leave no man behind, the brotherhood. And that's something that being with you now for 12 years, you know, Carl, there's such a knowing without saying a word of anybody who's gone through boot camp and served at all, that you guys are tight. That's it.
You are tight. And, you know, we make fun of the other military. We make fun of other Marine Corps units. You know, it's just, that's the way it's done. But when it comes down to the fight, and you got the Army on your left, and you're being supported by the Navy, Air Force is flying high. I mean, we're all in there. And by the way, the Coast Guard, when people think about the Coast Guard, has been fought in every war since 1799, mm-hmm. when they were formed. It's a small percentage of our country who serves, a very, very, very small percentage of our country who serves. And we've been in war since 2001.
Well,
18 years we've been at war. And just last week, two more Special Force soldiers were killed. People just don't even realize that there's still a war going on and things that you never hear about. And you'll never hear about them. Yes, you heard about what happened with Baghdadi and finding him and his number two guy and getting his daughter, who was also in the network, the terror network. And that's big. That makes a big splash. But every day we have people out there risking their lives. They're on the wall. They're out there. They're training. We lose people in training, which is so unfortunate. But you have to train hard and in dangerous areas doing dangerous things to be able to do your job. Now,
let's talk about Chuck Kenny, because he joined our table last night, Chuck and Judy Kenny, and you've heard us mention his name several times, but we haven't really talked about his service and the fact that, you know, we love the fact that, you know, of course, being a veteran, we're a veteran-owned business. We love to do things and support the veterans. But, and in return, we have several that are customers that have served and are veterans as well. And Chuck Kenny.
Martin and Pam went from Alliance.
Absolutely. But you wanted to talk about Chuck.
Chuck was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam in the same unit as my cousin was. And what, not at the same time, but he came in right behind Jimmy. And I said, hey, did you know a guy named Jimmy Roche? And he goes, Rocket Roche? I said, that's Jimmy. And it turns out that they knew he knows a lot of the same people, and that he had met Jimmy. They have a helicopter association, Vietnam Helicopter Association meeting every year. And it wasn't until last night that I realized that Chuck is also a Silver Star and Purple Heart recipient. He goes, he doesn't talk about that. He talks about flying and all these things, and, you know, that's great. We talk about war.
And plus he takes people, and I heard him say to the colonel last night that it wasn't when he went back to Vietnam, and so he takes up other Vietnam vets back to where they fought in the jungles, places. He said it all came together for me then when I went back.
And he also searches for MIAs, missing in action, where a helicopter went down or somebody was lost and they couldn't get back to them, and maybe it was a long range patrol. And they do a lot of research. They work with the Fed, you know, they work with our the government that looks for our federal government who looks for MIAs. They go out there and they excavate, I mean, huge areas. And they have found several missing in action.
Their bones, and it's able to have closure for the family. And last night, you know, and you'll see this at some of the veteran organizations' events, and there's a table on stage with, you know, the representing the missing in action, which was like salt and lemon, and a candle was lit through the whole last night. And it's, you know, something about the chair. I mean, I can't.
Each one of them symbolizes something about a prisoner of war, and that they're by themselves. That their toast is one of sometimes bitterness, but that we should remember them and their families. When we talk about the solemn events of the Veterans Day. And so people say, you know, I mean, gosh, you know what? I so much appreciate your service. It's difficult for many of us to answer that. You know, for one, we find this country to be so wonderful that it's an honor to serve this country. But what you could do is just say that. Thank you for your service. Thank you for going out there and doing that. Thank you for your service. And there's various ways that you can, you know, people do that. Just simply coming up and saying thank you. When I walked in this morning, Ashley, our producer said Happy Veterans Day and Happy Marine Corps Birthday.
That's wonderful.
And she remembered that, and she's in there taking pictures. But before you put those on the line, make sure you let us look at them.
No, but they were posting flags.
Yeah,
they're
putting the flag up, and that's
right
just
now.
Absolutely in the center of our window. We're looking out and saw a woman. I don't know. It used to be the Boy Scouts. Maybe that's a mom of some. I don't know, but she's back there with the flags. Two more going by. That's a great shot. Going there, and Market Street today will be lined right out in front of our studio. Will be lined with flags. Okay, here's what's open and closed this Veterans Day. Banks, many banks, including Federal Reserve Banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, are going to be closed. Mail services will not deliver today, and post offices will be closed. But UPS will continue package delivery, of course. You know, schools. Most schools are going to be closed, including public schools. Libraries will be closed. Stock market will remain open. The federal offices of non-essential federal governments will be closed. National parks. Now, this is something I'm finding online. National parks will remain open and are waiving all entrance fees to parks.
That's right. You can go up there to Lassen, go in. All the national parks are free today.
I think that's something that maybe a lot of people don't know about. We should specialize a little thing on that next year about why that is. Now, there is a great story here about while the holiday was celebrated on the fourth Monday of October for much of the 1970s, President Gerald Ford signed a bill that returned the observance day to November 11th, beginning in 1978.
Which is when the armistice, or the end of the war for World War I, was signed. It was on the 11th hour of the 11th day, the 11th month.
Well, the 11-11 is what we do up at IGO today. Come join us for the Veterans Day Memorial, which is up in Igo, which is really fantastic.
It starts at 11. Please be there around 10:30 because it does get crowded out there. And come up to pay, you know, for veterans go up there, but it should also be for people to take your kids up there, take your grandkids up there and let them see there's Lane of the Reese. There's all types of, I think there's a flyover, you know, a couple of speeches. It doesn't last long. But it's a way to pay your honor to our veterans.
Okay, quickly before we go, you know, there's going to be many special opportunities for veterans to go places and get discounts. But today, our good friends at the Black Bear Diner are serving breakfast from 6 or till 2 o'clock or lunch will be free at the Black Bear Diner. Of course, you have to show your proof of being a veteran. That could be I don't know what, but... That is amazing that they're doing that free breakfast from 6 a.m. till 2 or lunch.
Also, when we get back, well, I can just do it right now. Here in town, Chipotle, buy one, get one free. Vintage Public House, 10% off. Cinder's Wood Fired Pizza, free drink. Mary's Pizza Shack, 50% off veterans meals. Ready and Ultimate Pizza, 25% off entire order. Marie Callender, free breakfast. Trendy's, free coffee. Choose 2, 10% off. Turtle Bay is free admission for veterans today.
Great.
That's super. The Healing Great Clips has got free haircuts for veterans.
That's fabulous.
And you get a card for a free cup, for a free cut to a veteran. Let me see. I'm skipping over some of these things, but like Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, Walgreens are giving it off. Planet Fitness gets a free workout and a use of a massage chair. And Flow Community Acupuncture is a free treatment. All of this today. And as you just heard from the
Blackbird Diner and Hilltop Diner.
And I believe there's even more. And we'll try to find those. But it's just a way of businesses trying to
We have to
help.
Take a break for yes. our 7:30 break. And then we've got special guests coming in afterwards.
We do.
We've got a full show this morning. So we just wanted to
we do.
Love on our veterans and thank you and support our veterans.
We're not going to stop. We'll be still loving through here. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who had a table last night at the Marine Corps Ball. And they, at the table was the CEO of Shasta Regional, the head cardiologist at Shasta Regional. They also had the 101st Airborne veteran and a former cardiologist, Doug McConnell, was there with his wife, Bonnie. Adam McElvain, Air Force veteran, and one of our city council people were there. Dr. Randy Tate and Ashley, and his wife is a U.S. Army veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that this is just another thing that Shasta Regional Medical Center does to support our veterans. And they are working it out right now so veterans will not have to travel 3 hours to get treatments. They can have it done at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back with our Reading Fire Department Chief.
I'm steady, I'm true down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Right here at 1326 Market Street. We're watching them put the flags up down here on Market Street.
And it is currently 68 degrees. And there is a little bit of a breeze happening today. Remember, we are still in fire season. We're going to be talking about that, along with a really incredible new organization Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but mostly high up. Our temperatures today will be about 85. Beautiful out at the Iowa Cemetery at 11 o'clock. Come join us out there for our Veterans Day celebration and memorial. Lows tonight, 50. Tomorrow calls for 79, partly sunny, and lows at 49. And then as we progress, Wednesday, 79. Have you ever been in November, in the middle of November, with 80-degree weather? I'm not really sure. I remember this might be the warmest fall. And, of course, today, according to our producer, today is the record-setting hottest day.
For this day.
Yes, right. For this day. We're looking at a high of 86 today, according to the National Weather Service.
Oh.
Different, similar predictions. And the record high for Redding is 84.
Wow.
So we're looking to break that
Well, we're going to be talking with our fire chief, Colin Kreider, here in a second. But this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and talking about fire season. After the last fires we had, a lot of people lost their fire insurance. They lost their home insurance because even though their houses had not burnt down, but they were in an area, and they just canceled them. So we've had several people that called us because they know that, you know, that we have a variety of people that we know from being here on the station, and we've sold every one of them to call Judy Maxwell over at Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 221-0441 and call her. And she has been able to find insurance for people. And this is, you know, during this time of our lives when things like this are happening, it's good to have somebody that's been here since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, do this. And so if you just give her a call at 221-0441, she can handle your not only those types of insurance needs, but all of your insurance needs and your financial requirements.
You know,
all of this at Maximum Insurance and Financial.
You know, a little while ago when we, I'm sorry, I thought you were finished there.
I am.
So, okay, I have to watch your shoulders go. Okay, my turn. So when.
I'll flare my nostrils.
You'll
next
flare
time.
Your nostrils like I can see out of the side of my eye like a
here,
parrot.
I can do it like this.
I'm like, okay, so a little while ago when we voted for a bond. It was bond H. And, you know, here comes
Peter.
Is that
2 years ago?
Right. And people are like, well, why is a little cent or 4 cents going up? And we forget. So with us this morning, we're very, very excited about Eva Yemendez, who is with Shasta College. She's the Vice President of Economic and Workforce Development. And she is the executive director of the foundation, as well as Colin Kreider, who's the fire chief, the Reading Fire Department. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
And SHIELD. I mean, it sounds like that sounds like something that
we
superheroes.
I was waiting for you to say
that. The Agents of SHIELD, yeah. And I was just waiting to see, the car you were driving in on and see what kind of really cool uniform
t-shirts
that you were
going
to come in and all that. And it all it says is she has to call
some emergency lights.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
My cape is in the car.
Your cape is in the car.
Uh-huh. So you're here to tell us about really an exciting thing of a new building and all the agencies being working together. I always say, like, paint us a picture. Tell us what's going on and what's happened since Bond H was passed.
So since then, and thank you so much to the community for allowing us to pass that bond and giving us the opportunity to grow out at the college, we started working on the Public Safety Training Center, which was on that bond. And so we've built two new buildings out there, and we're working on yet a third building, which is all the new classrooms, and that we have a new fire tower, and it's really, really impressive. If you want to come out, we'll happily give you a tour of the progress that we've made out in the public safety training grounds. And again, it's all about preparing future cadets to work in the fire field and also in the law enforcement field. So we're really excited about that.
All right. So that was a great answer.
But
let's talk a little bit about you, and then we're going to get to the chief in a minute. How did you get involved? What's your background? Tell us your passion and how that led you to this position in order to see everything come to this place.
Yeah. So that's a great question. I became involved 4 years ago, actually, is when we started this initial conversation with CAL FIRE about bringing all of our agencies together, and what a wonderful thing that would be to have an actual regional training center for all of our rural communities. As you know, Shasta College serves Trinity and Burney and Red Bluff. And out there as well, they have agencies in public safety, and they have a really hard time, sending their folks out to training. It's very expensive for agencies. And so how can Shasta College offer some training classes to make it more convenient for the communities? And that's when we thought, let's come together, wrap our brains around this, and build a regional training hub. And that's where Shasta College really became involved, because we want to offer courses for credit and, again, help to build our future personnel in those fields. So 4 years ago, we started the conversation. It's been a very long 4 years. It's been a lot of conversations, but really, I think what made it all come together, it's about having the right people at the table who have shared passions and have the same vision. And I think we're, I know we are finally there, and we have a wonderful group of chiefs from all the different agencies that we'll talk about here in a minute. And really, we all share this common goal about providing a regional center to help all of our communities. And so it's a really exciting time because it finally came together this year. This is our first official year as a nonprofit, and it's called the SHIELD Public Training Center. And we've just leased a brand new build. It's not a brand new building, but brand new to us.
Right. Space.
It's a space for us, and it's out on 4300 Caterpillar Road, and that's what we're here to talk to you about this morning.
Wow, that's so exciting. I mean, all these years of hard work. And Chief, again, Colin Kreider, you do so much for the community. You do a lot of outreach. We see you at a lot of events. But for you, your heart must be full as well to see that, this is something that's taken a while to come to fruition. It's still coming to fruition.
It is. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Good morning. Since I started, 34 years ago, we had these same conversations of having a regional training center for back then it was CDF, but now Cal Fire, Redding Fire Department, Shasta County Fire Department, and like Eva said, all of our volunteer and fire districts in the area, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, all coming together to train at a regional facility local. We've never had that before. So we're finally there. We're finally building some buildings out at Shasta College. And SHIELD is a training consortium where we could keep training local and not have to send our folks out of town. So it's a great program.
This is just super.
It's huge.
Really, it's huge.
And the training facility out there is just outstanding.
Yeah. Now, are there ages that you're going through the college, Shasta College program, but are there ages? I mean, because, you know, I mean, let's talk about the fact that somebody may be 35 or 40 and want to learn what they can learn in order to be of help.
Well, correct. There's a couple of different things. So, obviously, the Shasta College has the Fire Academy out there. So a lot of those kids come straight from high school and go to the academy. They get an academy certificate, which actually enables them to apply for our apprentice firefighter program. And then also with Cal Fire as a seasonal firefighter. And then from there, they continue to build on their training. So they eventually will need their firefighter one, their firefighter two, their driver operator, 1A, 1B, so they can drive and operate fire apparatus. So this program allows us to offer those types of classes locally, because typically in our region we have a tough time hosting those classes. We have to send them to Sacramento or the Bay Area. So this way we keep everything local.
That's fantastic. Well, we have to take a break. And, you know, coming back, we're going to be hearing more from Eva and our fire chief of more about this information and fires. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Oh, my gosh, last night we heard about Sharon Clark at the Marine Corps ball, and how much she's helped some in need that maybe have had surgery, and her company, bonded, licensed, insured, that have come to help in a time of need, aftercare. That's what they're all about, Home Helpers.
And Sharon is one, when she goes to the homes and she finds out that there's veterans there, she immediately gives their names to over here to Celestina Traver at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Because many of our veterans have earned benefits they have no idea that they aren't entitlements. These are earned benefits. And so she gets together with Celestina, and they can go out, reach out to those veterans and help them. Up to, you know, in some cases, it's actually up to $2,000 or more a month to help with their care. So Home Helpers is a place we thoroughly recommend. And if anything happens to Linda, I will call Sharon to make sure you.
And I wouldn't mind Sharon's group coming by and helping me. We're going to take
a break.
Give
them a call at 226-8350.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighting, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. The kind of glue that sticks this world together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. The flags are up on Market Street, and I want to thank Boy Scout Troop 32. They're
That's
the
so
ones
cool.
out there, and they're doing it the right way. They're not just dragging them along. No, they're marching in with them and putting them up.
Don't drag your flag.
It's Boy Scout Troop number 32.
Don't touch a medal. Don't drag a flag.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda's favorite place to go when I'm out of town. Or when I'm in town.
I just took a bag full of, like, costume watches and just said, would you just replace all the batteries? So, you know how it is. You know, we have little cheapos that we like, that are like these little blingy things. And, and they also could take apart, like, an heirloom watch, something from the 20s, 30s, 40s. They got a guy there. In fact, all of the jewelry stores in town take their watches there because they are the only full service. Go ahead.
The reason I'm doing that is because if I start to go on in a live read like that, she reaches over.
We're ready.
And she pinches me.
We're talking to, talking about Eva Shield.
Jimenez, from Shasta College, Vice President of Economic and Workforce Development Division and Executive Director of the Foundation of Shield. And, of course, our Reading Fire Department, our own chief here, Cullen Kreider. Quickly, Shield, one more time, and then I want to talk a little bit about fire danger.
Yes, so one more time again, SHIELD, it's a new nonprofit. It's a public safety training consortia. We have a brand new training facility, 4300 Caterpillar Road. We invite all of you to come out and check it out yourself. See it yourself on November 20th at 10 a.m. We have an open house, so we encourage the entire community to come visit us, say hello, and look at the beautiful facility.
And you're going to leave something with us so we can read this out and have people, so we can remind people
this. Absolutely.
And Colin, you know, I know you're want to say something.
Oh, I just didn't want to forget about the open house. We would like to invite the public. November 20th, 4300 Caterpillar Road. Come see it and take a tour.
And we'll be talking about that because it's something that's going to help protect not only our community here in this area, this whole area out here, but it also is going to train our firefighters so they've got a better chance of making it through these fires. And as you know, we've lost, tragically, some of our firefighters here. Cullen, the fire danger. It's 86. We've got a new record today.
Can you believe that?
We're still in fire season.
But it's similar to the, you know, when the campfire started. You know, we just passed the anniversary. Same type of weather.
Yeah.
You know, warm and windy. The humidities are low. So we're still in it. You know, be careful out there. You know, until we get some precipitation, don't start your burn pile yet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I was just thinking about that. Do not even think about your burn pile. Yep. And it's the time of year you start to think about clearing stuff out. It's getting the winter, even people wanting to cut wood.
Yes. Normally in the city of Reading, you can burn during the months of April and November. So obviously we are on hold for that. But as soon as it rains and as soon as we declare fire season over and we can burn, we will extend that into December. So people have at least a good month to burn.
Good. People need to hear that.
Yes. You know, last night there was almost violence on the way to the Marine Corps ball. We're driving down the road and a car in front of us flipped out a cigarette.
Oh.
And we saw that.
Seriously.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously, and here's what I said. I hope they turn into Wind River. I hope they turn into the parking lot so I can get out in my tuxedo and go over and tell them what I just thought of that. And if they're and if they're going to the ball, I'm really going to be emphasizing it. But if it's just some dirtbag that just threw out their cigarette.
We've had some horrible fires over there.
Yes. And they just threw it out. And it was like, I thought Linda was going to ram them. No, Linda. No, let him park first. Then we can do it.
I was driving the Colonel last night.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
A good thing. The Colonel
needed,
to be driven last night.
I was his, never mind.
Designated
DD.
Yeah.
Okay, so more about what's
going
on.
Hey, when Linda is a designated driver, you know how important that is. I think that's happened once in 12 years of marriage.
Let's talk about what's going on in your department.
You know, things are going well. We actually hired 18 people, which is just fantastic news for us.
Was there a pause button?
Yes. Yes. As a result of Senate Bill 901, which requires every utility company to have a mitigation and prevention plan in place, they were able to augment and our staffing and help us with our really our response capabilities. So we just brought on six full-time firefighters. They're in place on an engine.
And for the first time?
This engine right over here, engine one on Shasta Street,
right
finally has three people on a fire engine.
Finally has.
First time ever.
You
know what I like?
And I like that is because they're right here in case something happens.
Okay.
You know, right out here in the front, they can just run across the street.
What's awesome, when I look at the schedule and we have six people on duty at station one, that's the first time ever.
First time ever.
Now, and that's how it should
be. Let me give a shout out here to Dan Beans. Dan took this, who is the director of REU.
Yep.
Takes this very, very
from
seriously.
From Weaverville, as he should be, living over the Mount Bali.
And he takes this very seriously. So a lot of these guys that you've hired are mitigation guys that are out there clearing out of all this stuff.
Yes. And very exciting for us, we brought our apprentice firefighter position back. We haven't had that since 2017 due to budget cuts. But now we're using these new firefighters, young and strong and full of energy, to cut brush. And they've been out there for a month doing lots of fuel mitigation work, and it's awesome.
Okay, where did you first concentrate?
So we did a six-acre parcel along Blazing Wood to protect Country Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Along Canyon Creek Road, where the REU power lines run, we did that
area
there.
Which is part of the deal there.
Yep.
I think Beans wants to build a fire. He wants to build a fire.
Like a fire break?
A fire break all around the city.
Yes. Anywhere there's REU infrastructure,
that's
we're
fantastic.
Working.
Fantastic. Okay, when you go over Buenaventura,
yes.
All those houses I noticed up there on the ridge, there's been lots of clearance. Were those the goats or were those people?
Both.
Okay. Because, no, I mean, it's noticeably different.
On the east side of the walking trail, we actually did a 32-acre parcel with goats.
Okay.
That was awesome.
I miss them.
Little devils.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Okay,
they'll be
good.
Back. We're looking at some other parcels. On the other side, up on that little plateau across from Starlight, was a transient camp, and we cleared that out, removed all the garbage, and did some brush clearing in there.
I know people are going to ask. I know we're eventually going to get to Henderson Open Space.
Yes.
Because that's if that gets going, you're going to lose all
the houses. Yeah, the CCC is doing some trail work down there. As soon as they're done, you know, we'll do the same thing. The police department will do a quality of life sweep. We'll go in there, pick up the trash, and we're either going to get our crew or the goats or both in there to do some work.
Wow.
The goats. Better watch those goats
down
in that area. They can end up as goat dinners for some of these people.
And goats are us, man.
You know, the goats got loose the other night.
They did. They did.
It was a rampage of goats. That would have been a great documentary, okay? You know, just goat herding, goats are us, and what the city of Reading is doing with the goat clearance, especially after the to prevent fires, to get that clearance.
I think it's a great idea.
I love it.
It's great. You know, I think somebody was actually feeding them. And they all just pushed the fence over and got out in the cul-de-sac.
If you feed one goat, you feed 382 goats.
We had to bring a street sweeper in to clean up all the pellets. So.
Oh, my. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. This is Monday morning.
We still got a minute left.
Okay,
what do you want to tell people?
30
seconds.
What
do you want to tell people? Okay, again, November 20th, it's going to be the open house at
10 a.m.
And don't burn anything.
Yes. And then after that, we also have a fundraiser coming up next year on Valentine's Day at Wind River, a fundraiser for SHIELD.
Yeah. Oh, February 14th.
And you will be back for that for sure. Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
being so involved in getting this new program going.
It's fantastic.
And we will keep reminding people to be there on
November
20th.
And we'll drop off some information for you.
Please do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to have Shasta College right behind there, right behind our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right after the news.
I like that. Thank you.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's not marching, but he did speak moments ago. President Trump in New York City, speaking at a ceremony ahead of today's Veterans Day parade in New York.
We carry on a noble tradition that began one century ago. In 1919, the people of this city filled block after block to welcome home General Pershing and his 25,000 American soldiers after victory in World War I.
The president saying the nation will forever be in debt to those who served, those who returned home, and those who did not. The president losing an outspoken supporter on Capitol Hill, New York Republican Congressman Peter King, will not seek re-election next year.
The 75-year-old 14-term congressman said he's retiring because he wants flexibility to spend more time with his children and grandchildren after 28 years of spending 4 days a week in Washington, D.C.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill says that King opposes impeachment of President Trump. He also stood against impeachment of President Clinton. An upcoming memoir by a former U.N. ambassador is raising some eyebrows around the nation's capital and beyond.
In her book, With All Due Respect, Nikki Haley describes a meeting in which then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and then-White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told her that they were trying to resist the president on certain matters in order to save the country.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Haley writes that she thought Tillerson and Kelly were on a dangerous path. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam vowing to spare no effort to halt pro-democracy protests that have racked the city for more than 5 months. The UN's nuclear watchdog confirms that Iran is now enriching uranium at an underground facility. That's a move prohibited by the 2015 nuclear deal. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, has declared a state of emergency. This in the face of an unprecedented wildfire danger.
Fire authorities have been given emergency powers as eastern Australia prepares for another horror day of bushfires. Soaring temperatures and strong winds are forecast. A long drought has left the ground bone dry. Residents in bushfire-prone regions near Sydney have been advised to leave. Senior government ministers have criticised local council leaders for linking the bushfires with climate change, which experts say is supercharging Australia's risk from natural disasters.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer in Australia. The fires in New South Wales have claimed 3 lives, destroyed more than 150 homes, and the fires have charred more than 3,800 square miles of forest and farmland since Friday. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Another candidate set to run for an open congressional seat.
The Maryland Republican whose social media posts about trash in Baltimore ultimately led to President Trump's verbal attack of the late Representative Elijah Cummings says she'll run for Cummings' seat in the special primary election in February. Kimberly Classic says she'll file next week as a candidate for the 7th Congressional District special election. Over a dozen people have filed a run or are considering a run in the overwhelmingly Democratic district. The special general election will be April 28th.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Turkey says a U.S. national, a member of ISIS, has been deported to the U.S. as Ankara begins repatriating captured foreign fighters. The Turkish Interior Ministry also says that 7 German nationals will be returned to their homeland on November 14th. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down about 108 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air today on November 11th, Veterans Day. 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody. And, you know, we're saying that we're celebrating veterans today, and so many things. Our guests this morning are from Shasta College in this 8 o'clock hour. But first of all, we want to give you the weather. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Remember, this is the warmest day of the year. This is record-breaking weather. And, of course, we just had the fire chief on saying that this no burning, hello, there's not going to be until there's water and then they clear it. And usually he said that they burn in April and in November, but they're going to be pushing that once they do clear that and you burn, want to do your burn piles, whatever that
is. Yeah, no burn permits now, and but when they do start, they will expand that.
So you'll get it until December.
Right.
Again, it's Veterans Day, and our temperatures will, we have about 9 to 11 miles per hour of wind today, mostly center with our temperatures around 85, 86. Lows tonight of 50. Tomorrow calls for a high of 79 and a low of 49. Wednesday calls for 79 and our lows of 48. Again, clear skies, partly sunny with a little bit of clouds. So 75 on Thursday, and Friday calls for partly sunny with a high of 70. As we progress through the weekend, 75 and 75. I think it's the warmest, a record-breaking week of November.
Today is a record-breaking day.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who is also a veteran-owned, they are veteran-owned business. They were at the Marine Corps Ball with us last night. Wonderful couple, Chuck and Judy Kenny, doing so much for our great Shasta County.
Okay.
And beyond.
Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it sounds like a nice week for being outside, although we could use some rain, for sure.
Yes, what's happening tonight? Are you having meetings?
Yes, we are. We are having a meeting, even though it is Veterans Day and a holiday. We are going to be showing the ABC original. It's a three-part documentary on fire, power, and money. And we're going to be showing episode 1 tonight. It's very revealing what's going on with these power shutoffs and why they're shutting them off. I think people are interested in learning about that. So that's what we're doing tonight, as well as honoring our veterans at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
And we're also going to have a special announcement that I will be putting out on live stream. So hope people who can't come will be watching on Facebook.
Okay. Just do that tonight. Starts at 6 p.m.
Yes. Thank you so much, and have a great week,
Thank you so much. We love our regular programming, and every once a month we have on Shasta College, and we just really admire the work at Shasta College. You have something that you want to talk about
before we
go there?
On Veterans Day, just some things. As of 2018, we have 18.2 million living veterans that served during at least one war as of 2018. Many of us, unfortunately, have had an opportunity to be in more than one. 9% of veterans are women. 7 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. 3 million veterans have served in support of the war on terrorism and continue to do so today. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 496,000 were still alive as of 2018. Of course, that number has dropped. Connecticut is home to the highest percentage of World War II veterans as of 2018 at 7.1%. That's interesting because that's a small state to have that large a concentration. 2 million veterans served during the Korean War. As of 2017, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans were Alaska, Maine, and Montana.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. We are. We're glad to. We're very happy. Peter Griggs, who is the head of the, the media office, the public relations, and all this, sets us up a great show once a month. And when we first started, I will honestly say, how am I going to talk about horticulture for an hour, right? And because horticulture, well, as it turns out, I could have gone for 2 hours with the horticulture group. We had a veteran in here that he said, you know what, I got a job afterwards, after I got out, but it just wasn't right for me. And it was high stress and high pressure, but that's what I was used to. But then I went down in the VA and they said the type of jobs that you'd be really good at, one of them is horticulture. And they came on for an hour. Well, every time you bring in a group, it's just great. And now this group today, I can't wait.
We're talking about the administration of justice, and with us is Craig Carmina and Jesse Tyler. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to break down what is administration of justice out of Chaska College?
Okay. Administration of justice is essentially the same as criminal justice. It encompasses three things. It covers law enforcement, judicial, anything to do with the courts, and also corrections. And when people hear corrections right off the bat, they think jail and prisons.
Handcuffs.
Yeah. but it can also be probation, parole, rehabilitation, just out of custody, sentencing, that type of thing. So, and we cover all three of those aspects. But it's essentially the same as criminal justice. For whatever reason, with a bachelor's degree, you go to a four-year college, they call it criminal justice. In most two-year community colleges, they call it administration of justice. And I don't know why that is, but they do. So
are you teaching a course? Tell us what your involvement is.
Okay. I've been with Shasta College since 2010, and I'm the only full-time faculty in administration of justice. We've got 10 adjuncts, and I also oversee the program.
Well, tell us about the calling of that. What's your background? How did you come there in 2010? And we want to know about you, and then we're going to ask about Jesse, too. So, we have a half hour, so don't worry. Go ahead. Let's talk about you.
Okay. I was in law enforcement for 17 years. Before that, I worked at Federal Express for several years, and I just had a call. I call it a calling. It really is. It is. A duty to want to help people.
Right.
And I graduated from San Jose State. I have a business degree. I minored in criminal justice. That's when I got the bug. First time I heard a guest speaker, I said, I've got to do this. And I just didn't see myself sitting in an office all day or delivering packages, that kind of thing. So I worked at Salinas Police Department. I worked there for 11 years, and there was a lot of opportunity there. I worked patrol for a few years. I worked on the gang unit. There's a really horrific gang problem
in
down there.
San Jose. Hello.
Salinas. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually grew up in East San Jose, but I worked in Salinas for 11 years. And so
Salinas is not an easy place to be a policeman.
Yeah. No, it's not. But it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of opportunity. So I worked patrol. I worked on the SWAT team. I worked on the gang unit. And I was a field training officer to several officers. And I found my passion was really in investigations. I spent half my career in investigations, later became a homicide detective. I did that for several years. And unfortunately, about 95% of the homicides I investigated were gang-related. And I got very involved with the community because I saw a lot of these young kids were getting into gangs. And so myself and someone else started a lot of community events, trying to get kids, stirring them away from gangs, and worked with the Police Activities League. It's called PAL, and a lot of inner cities have that. And unfortunately, my wife and I didn't want to raise our kids down there. We wanted a better quality of life, so we moved here to Aredi in 2001. She's a nurse, and in fact, she teaches nursing at the college. And So I basically started all over and lost my seniority, lost my supervisor rank and all that, and worked patrol for a couple of years up here at Reading PD. Became a hostage negotiator, and that was very rewarding. And the title sounds neat, but
were you during the bank? Were you in the bank with the big bank robbery that we had here? There was go on.
Oh, no, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. No, that was up in Burnie.
Okay.
I had just retired when that happened, but pretty much everybody I negotiated with, about 80% of them were suicidal people, despondent right. people. Probably the rest were people who were barricaded that. Say they stabbed their friend and they were a three-strike candidate. They didn't want to go back to prison, but there was very few hostage takers. That's pretty rare.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, some medical issues caught up with me. I've had spinal surgery, four knee surgeries, and I had to change careers. And so I got into teaching. Roger Moore, who just retired as chief, he said, "Hey, my dad teaches ROP. He's looking for someone to, Lou Moore, who's retired from the sheriff's office. He's looking for someone to replace him." And I thought I didn't want to teach high school. I went and checked it out and absolutely loved it. So I taught high school for 5 years. And, in fact, Carl subbed for me a couple times. And,
you know what?
Did
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Oh, my gosh.
When I first got back
this is a small world.
It
okay,
is.
Love
when I first
it.
Got back from Iraq, as you know, I got my teaching certificate because I actually had a degree in teaching and never used it. And so I became a substitute teacher in Reading. And frankly, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it wasn't something I realized after a while.
And he had a robocall that would come in, so he didn't know. You know, he'd be like, okay,
so
I'm going to go
just,
over
I
here
just
today.
I wander on down, teach Latin or something like this. I did. I taught Latin at UPrep one day.
Okay, open your books to page 26.
But the thing is that it also helped me make up my mind where I wanted to go for the future there. And I realized that I did not have the patience anymore. Like you do, and so many of our teachers.
Well, think
of
how
most of the time.
Shasta College is really blessed to have you. Yeah, we're going to take a break. They're very blessed to have. Look at all that. That's what I love to hear about this huge, thick history that you have, and you're bringing it to Shasta College. All that culmination of expertise, and getting to pass that on to people that are up and coming that want to have, a career in law enforcement. So that's part of the education of justice that's happening out of Shasta College.
Administration of Justice.
Administration, thank
and this
you.
Portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business here in Reading. And I tell you what, if you've got anything wrong with your windshield, why not take it to the guy that really knows what he's doing, Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this for over a quarter of a century. He's been through a number of different schools. He is totally a professional. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix your windshield. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you. Then he guarantees it for life, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the master windshield repair specialist. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Shasta College and Craig Carmina and Jesse Tyler.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:20 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Veterans Day. There's a number of events going on Veterans Day. One, of course, out at IGO that starts at 11. Get there early. Another one at the Elks Club where they toast at 11:11. They do a toast to the armistice, to the veterans.
They pass out day. Little things of brandy.
Little things of brandy. And if you're quick, you can get two or three of them.
Yeah.
And last night I had a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps tell me, oh no, I got four one time. Well, it's a good day to toast. They also have another one out at Anderson. Another event out at Anderson at the cemetery up there.
IGO Cemetery.
Yeah, and one at IGO, which is at 11.
At 11 o'clock.
Okay, we're here with Shasta College, and we're here with the Administration of Justice people. They're from their classes. And we just talked to Craig Carmina, who was a school teacher here, but he had been a policeman for 17 years.
In gangs.
And in gangs and everything down in
Salinas,
which is just a good place to be a policeman.
I'm listening.
And how he got into this, how he's teaching out there, and how this Administration of Justice classes started. But we also have with us Jesse Tyler. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, might need to
get in.
Use that command voice.
Yeah. There you go.
Right, okay. Get that voice that you would have to tell somebody to get out of a car.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. I can get loud.
But just watch. Just no hyphenated words.
So you get big.
Now, Jesse is a student going through the Administration of Justice. So tell us a little bit about you.
My background?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like my first calling when I went to school. I originally went to Simpson for a different degree and graduated there. And then, ironically, worked at a rehabilitation for a group home for kids. Someone that's been in the news lately. And
worked there, huh?
I worked there for 4 years. Started out as a direct staff working with the youth and then moved my way up to being in charge of one of the houses. And I left there this last December to pursue some law enforcement career. I started taking classes with Carmina and Bardoni and fell in love with it, and he's kind of taught, and it's kind of stuck with me, this intrinsic value that of giving back to people. And I've always worked social service jobs, but for some reason about law enforcement, that just kind of drew to me kind of more of a, I mean, I know it's the machismo kind of stuff, but it kind of just drove me in because you're able to have that moment with people who you're attempting to kind of help correct their lives. That's why it's corrections, and then push them in the right direction. And they're at a spot in their life where they're making poor choices and stuff. So that kind of drew me in and took classes with Carmina and, like I said, Bardoni and some other instructors and just kind of fell in love with it.
Well, that's, you know what, that is a, that starting, you know, your career, you've already got your degree already, and you've seen the social side, you've seen the results of bad parenting or no direction in people's lives, being in those, and then now wanting to give back in such a way is that maybe you can catch them at an earlier age, and maybe start them in the right direction.
So what's your feeling like when you were working in these homes and you have teens, let's say for instance, that teens have gone bad? You know, I think everybody, you got to give somebody a second and a third chance. And so with correctional, abilities to be able to be, like you said, the guide, you're learning these, more of these, I'm sure, under, in Craig's class. So tell us, what would be one of the classes in Shasta College under this administration of justice that's really been, if you had to pick one that really spoke to you, what would that be?
I think the one I'm in currently, it's multicultural issues in law enforcement, and it deals with kind of all the taboos, I guess you would, in culture, where people, like, they have the prejudgments, they have the stereotypes, they have the biases, and they just kind of, like, make their own quick snapshot of what a person is or what they do by actions, appearance, or kind of just their own way of judging people. And it's really breaking it down, whether it be statistically or just, like, to what I think common sense of how you should treat people, how you should go about you can put loving, you can put caring, you can put compassion towards other human beings, just under the law enforcement umbrella. So you're going to a situation, and you may not agree with the lifestyle, what's going on, and your best judgments in a positive way to how to really care and give.
How to diffuse the situation as opposed, yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is. And 5 years from now, I'm going to have you back in here.
And what?
How was it the first time the guy threw up on you?
Well, what do you want to do when you leave Shasta College with this certificate or this degree, you know, with this administration of justice program that you're taking? What do you see in your future?
Right now it's kind of unknown. I put my name in resumes in a few departments locally and haven't really branched out outside of the Shasta County area or Tehama County. So I'm waiting to hear back from a few still. Ideally, my goal is to work fish and game to be able to help both with nature and with humans, or work child crimes. Because working at the group home, I saw the result and the byproduct of poor humans making bad decisions and how it affected these kids. Not only just how the youth made the decisions, but like the stuff that happened to them. So wanting to be on the other end of that to see, to be able to, like you said,
prevention,
yeah. Be that person to stop it if possible.
Craig, what kind of degree or degrees can a student receive?
Well, we have 3 degrees. The one that I really try to push all of our students into getting is a transfer degree. It's called a AS or ADT degree. And what that is if you get the 2-year degree, you have to take a little bit more general ed classes, but you're guaranteed admittance to any CSU that offers criminal justice, which is all of them in the state of California. I always tell them, don't be in a hurry, especially when they're right out of high school and, you know, 2 years later they've got that degree, because they're going to be working for several years. Plus, they don't have that life experience. So they go off to college, you know, that they're going to be building that life experience, and they'll never regret it. You know, if they get the 4-year degree, they're going to make more money. It's something to fall back on. I look at it as an insurance policy. Like in my case, I got injured and I couldn't get cleared to go back to full duty. Even though I was an investigator with RPD, I had the same physical job description as that of the patrol officer. If I didn't have that degree, I wouldn't have taught high school. I wouldn't have been a school administrator at Shasta College. Wouldn't have the job I have now. So I pass that on to my students. And so the majority of our students do go on to CSUs. Sac State is number one. Chico is number two. And then after that, it's Southern Oregon. And then after that, it's all over California. But then we have a second degree, which is a 2-year associate of science degree. that's a degree that if people were turning back to school and they're just in a hurry to get the degree and start their career, you know, a lot of the vets want to do that. Some people that they're in their mid-20s, 30s.
Yeah, they've had life experience.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
From this degree you get, you still have to go through POST, right?
Yes, you do. California Peace Officer Standard and Training, which is accreditation. They'll still have to go through a POST academy, and but they'll have that foundation.
Better training, nothing's going to be a big surprise.
Exactly. They'll understand search and seizure ahead of time, so it's not like everything is so brand new to them. And they tend to have a much higher graduation rate when they've gone through our program or other administration justice programs.
Okay. Great. So do you work with the local agencies, obviously?
Yes, I do, frequently. And it really helped that, you know, like I said, I retired from Reading Police Department. I worked on a multi-agency gang unit up here, and even though our gangs are very minimal, I worked on one called SAGE. So that built some connections before I retired. And on my advisory committee, I've got the sheriff, undersheriff, chiefs of police throughout the three counties we serve, which is Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity. And also probation and other agencies. They've been absolutely wonderful as far as internships, job placement. Probation department has hired so many of our students to work in Shasta County Juvenile Rehabilitation Center, which is juvenile hall, they don't like to call it that. And we have a lot that are police cadets, sheriff's office cadets, and then a lot of my current and former students are now police officers. And one of the services that I've always offered, it's my favorite thing about the job, is I give them my contact information. There's a certain way to interview and prepare for this career field, and it's unlike any other interview. And so you have to talk to somebody in law enforcement or prior law enforcement to know that. And so a lot of former students, they've gone on, got their four-year degree. We've gone over interviewing, and they've gone on and done very well, and they get hired. And not all of them, but a lot of them do. And so some are working at RPD and throughout the state of California and other states.
So this is just if you're interested in becoming a law enforcement officer, and it's not just police, you know, it can get you a step up too for the California Highway Patrol, Fish and Game. A lot of people don't know that Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife as it is, they have arrest powers. They're just like another policeman out there, and when they go on raids, here comes one of the Fish and Wildlife guys out there when they're raiding some of these marijuana plantations and all this. They have the right to, they have the ability to arrest you, and in many places, it's a federal crime. If you're on there and you get arrested, you get a ticket there. You get to go to federal court. Thank you so much for joining us today. Craig Carmina, who heads up the program, the Administration of Justice at Shasta College, and Jesse Tyler, who wants to further his career in law enforcement. You're a little bit older than a lot of young men and women that come through there.
And
you've already got your degree and you've worked out in the world. And you've seen the end of what happens when absent parenting, drugs hit a family, because you've helped a lot of the younger people.
That's correct.
So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And
you
we bet. Still have thank more you. With Shasta College, and when we get back from our break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, this is Your Talk Radio, Carla Lindebot on Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, two branches right here in Reading at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. If you want to learn how they will move your dream forward, go to Cornerstone Community Bank. Check it out at bankcornerstone.com.
Liberating strike. Who more than self? Our country loves and mercy more than life. America, America.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reddy on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
The farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Right now, they're offering the Stars and Stripes package, and that for all veterans, all active duty, and all active first responders, you can get the Stars and Stripes package from B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite. No receiver or plan restrictions, free movie rentals, free upgrade to Hopper 2. There's so much to it, but you have to give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH. At B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley is a veteran, and he wants to honor our veterans and our first responders, so give him a call.
Hey, a couple things. Ron, you were on the line, and I'm not sure if you were calling in timely for our Administration of Justice, but please do call back if you have something to add to today. I also want to thank Kevin Hardy over at Pages, Copy Center, because they just dropped off for us to distribute in the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, which is today, of course, and it's a beautiful program. So it talks about the flyover that's happening at 11 o'clock. It's really, we got a great program, you know, with the, you're going to get the taps and the rifle salute and the music. You're going to have the bands. Sequoia Middle School Band is going to be playing, and all of the stuff that you really want to see on a Veterans Day to make your hearts feel full, representing all of the military branches. So join us out there. We'll be out there at 11 o'clock as well. Hey, it is currently 72 degrees. Want to give you a little update, 8:38 in the morning if you're just tuning in. Mostly sunny today with our high of 85, so get ready. Yeah, we got a new record. Yep, and our lows tonight of 50. As we progress through the week, we are going to have sunny and warm days, 79, 79, 75, 73 throughout the week. So, again, today, as we progress through the day, 85 degrees, very low precipitation, actually 0%. And we do have some about 8 miles per hour winds and occasional winds. So no burning today, please. We're still in fire weather. And anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, happy Veterans Day. And with us, we have a very special guest.
Audra Hall. Harl.
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 Like Harl.
Like Carl.
With an H.
Audra Harl. From Shasta College, of course, from the farm out there. But you're part of the agricultural unit. Out there, and you're an instructor.
You're an instructor.
Yes, I am the new agriculture instructor out at Shasta College.
When you say you're the new...
Brand spanking. This is my first semester.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about you. We love the farm.
Oh, good. We love being out there, and we love having people visit the farm. So absolutely, we love to have a couple new things,
but let's find out a little about you, and then we're going to talk about some new additions and plus the Christmas deal that goes out there.
Sure. So I actually am a California native. I was raised in the Central Valley, so a little town called Newman, California. Shout out to Newman.
Yes.
And I actually went to Chico State for my undergraduate, and then I went to Kansas State for my master's. So I managed their sheep and meat goat research center out there.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a multi-million dollar facility, and there are well over 200 animals, sheep, and then about, 100 more goats probably out there.
You should have rented the goats. you should have rented them out to the town of Redding and maybe Anderson and
Kansas
the city of Shasta
City.
Lake. Yeah. You know anything about goats?
I know a lot about goats.
Okay.
Yep.
Are goats really like 2-year-olds with 4 legs?
Basically, yeah. They put anything in their mouth that'll fit and don't respect boundaries.
Wow.
Well, that's like a child.
That is true. You heard about the goats they had out there over there at Bonaventura, like 380 goats, and somebody decided to feed one goat. And when you feed one goat, 382 came over, pushed the fence down.
Even though it says, please don't feed the
neighborhood.
Goats. That sounds about right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So very interesting. We were talking about how you went to Chico and then off to Kansas City.
Yes.
So that must be their specialty. And how did you discover Kansas City and that particular degree?
So Kansas State is actually in Manhattan, which is
Northwest. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Northeast Kansas. So I actually had a really great advisor at Chico State, Dr. Selena Phillips. And she kind of put me in touch with the program out there, which was more or less just getting started. Their buildings were just being built. And so she said, if you want to do sheep and goats, this is your guy. Dr. Brian Ferris was my advisor out there. So that's how I kind of got involved at K-State. And then after K-State, I went on to Virginia Tech to do my PhD. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
A PhD in sheep and goats?
No. So my PhD is actually in reproductive physiology. So I worked with cattle.
Not just another pretty face, huh?
Wow.
Reproductive working cattle, huh?
No, this is incredible because this is
I just
quality.
Have a question. Should I?
Sure.
I mean, what kind of foreplay? I mean, is it kind of like, I love you? Huh? No.
I'm okay. Just being a total Marine today, so just forgive him. Can't help it.
Cattle reproduction.
Yeah. So I did a lot of IVF with mm-hmm. cattle, mm-hmm. just helping cows to be able to have babies and have them.
Well, people don't realize what a huge industry this is because, you know, they don't breed them now in many cases, like, you know, with just the animals breeding.
The old-fashioned way.
They collect.
That is true. And a lot of that is for disease purposes and uh-huh. for safety. If you've ever seen a bull, a big mm-hmm. dairy bull, Holstein bull, they're upwards of 1,500 pounds, and they're very aggressive and very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we do this a lot for, you know, health reasons and for safety for the handlers.
You know, and when you see, if you ever go to cattle auctions, you'll see, which I have, and you'll see them talking about, they'll talk about having small calves, which is easier on the mother. They're bred to be able to have smaller calves, but then the calves will gain weight faster, too. So you have smaller calves, but they also will gain weight.
Right. There's a lot that goes into a decision to put two animals together to make a baby animal. There's a lot that goes into it, which is what our students are learning, and that's really great. You know, we have the farm out there. We have cattle. We have swine. We have goats out there right now. And so these students are getting to experience all of those things hands-on. They're helping us make the decisions. You know, they're seeing the results of those decisions. So our farm dorm program, our students actually bred our cow herd back in May. And then just a couple weeks back, those students learned how to pregnancy check those females. And so they're seeing kind of the results of the decisions they made because they learned how to breed those cows using artificial insemination, and then they learned how to, you know, pregnancy diagnose those cows. And
wow.
So seeing how, you know, seeing the results of the breeding, you know, how to, you know, the best, you know, qualities and all that, it's a shame we can't teach people that. This is the result of you doing this. And this is what your downline is going to look like. It's too bad we can't do that to people. It
okay.
might solve some
you
of the problems.
You can get into a lot of discussion about
now,
that.
When you do the pregnancy check, is this the
the palpator salute? Yep. So if you guys can't see, but he's kind of holding up his arm. And yes, you do go in to the animal and feel for that pregnancy,
right.
Which is not painful for the animal. It's sort of like a – think of it as a – check.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, and so this isn't something that's painful for the animal. They, you know, they tolerate it really well, and yeah, so we
you
go
get
in
to wear a baggie all the way up to your shoulder.
You do.
There you go.
You know, I just love the fact that, you know, again, right here in Redding, California, we've got experts like yourself. I mean, you've taken life work. You know, you've gone from a
PhD in this.
PhD to Shasta College to teach, you know, to teach individuals about, you know, everything that has to do with animals. Now, you are your goats, from what I understand, is that the goats, they're baby goats.
There are baby goats.
How many baby goats?
We still take breaks here.
Oh, okay, it's break time.
I've lost, as you can
baby
tell,
goats
I've
after break.
I have taken I have taken lost total control here. Not that I ever have.
I didn't see the light. Okay, so what are we doing? Bastiani Arms?
Nope, we're doing
Alliance Heating and Air. Go ahead.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance. No more coffee.
Okay. I'm on
Alliance adrenaline. Heating and Air, another better known business that we have here in town. They've been in the business here for fixing and installing heating and air systems for over 25 years. Martin and Pam, he's a veteran. They offer warranties, guarantees. They're the only ones that we let work on our systems, and that's why our systems work so well. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Audra Harrell from the Shasta County Agricultural Unit out there, and she's a doctor of agriculture. Well, I'm not sure. Your PhD is in animal reproduction, cattle reproduction. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows.
Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at BNT Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At BNT Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM here on Veterans Day, November the 11th, 2019. Go on out. Thank a veteran today. Give a veteran a hug. A sloppy kiss is okay, as long as they say it's all right.
No.
This portion of the show brought to you. This portion of the show brought to you by,
does that gross you out?
Cypress Square Barbershop.
You need a little time.
Last night at the Marine Corps Ball, DC, the owner of Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran, was there along with his son Tim and the other young man, Logan, who works there. And they came up afterwards and just said what a fantastic time they had. You know, that they had hesitated about ever coming. This was the first one they'd ever gone to because they weren't in the military.
Because they were, everybody's not, asking, do we have to be military?
No, it's for everybody. Peter Griggs was there last night.
Yay.
Right, Peter? Did you have a good time?
It was phenomenal. It was great.
And first one you've been to. So
it was the first one.
And did you feel included?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Yes.
So that's the way it is. Okay. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, best place in the world, get a haircut, discounts for seniors and veterans. All right. We're here with, of course, Shasta College and
Audra Harrell.
Yes.
Who is head of the, you know, an instructor in agriculture.
Yeah, I'm an instructor in agriculture.
Okay. Yep. And so we were talking about your history, which is fascinating, and what's happening with your programs.
So right now we have our kidding season, but I think we have a call.
Yes, we do. Good for you. We need to have you come on more often. Dam, you have a question for our guest, or do you just want to make a comment? And good morning. You're live. Damn.
Is it Janice?
Yes, okay, sure. Come on, Janice.
Okay. Yes, I would like to ask the professor what she did for her thesis, because usually PhD theses have to come up with something original.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So I was looking at on the ovary, there's a follicle on everybody's ovary, and for cows, sometimes that doesn't work the way it's supposed to. And so I was looking at the mechanics, so the molecular mechanics of what was making that happen, work or not work. And when they don't work, I was looking at how we could fix that. That's kind of a broken down version of what I did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
That was a great call.
Yeah, that was an excellent question.
Okay, now, when at our agricultural unit over there, our School of Agriculture at Shasta College, what are some of the what can people do with that? What are the degrees and how can they use this in their later life?
Sure. So a lot of our students come in and they want to be agriculture teachers at the high school level. So one of our really popular degrees is called Sustainable Agriculture. And what that does is it gives them a very well-rounded view of ag. So they get ag mechanics, they get ag education, they get livestock information, they get all sorts of, you know, information to help them teach, because when you're teaching high school ag, you're going to have to teach more than just animals or more than just, you know, mechanized equipment. So we teach them, you know, all of those things, and then they typically go on and they transfer to, you know, Chico State or Fresno State to continue that education and enroll in one of their credential programs. We also have a lot of students that come in that want to be veterinarians. So we offer a really nice animal science side where they can get some of that kind of, you know, basic core courses out of the way for that, so that when they transfer to a four-year school, you know, they're kind of...
They'll have a solid footing right
there.
Yeah,
they do. Okay. And because we have the farm out there, they really get a lot of hands-on experience with those animals.
Well, you have a dorm out there that people live in at
the
farm.
They sleep on the farm.
Yes, yeah. We do. So we do have
in the bunks on the farm.
Well, it's a house.
Okay.
So we have the farm dorm program. So we have 8 students that live out at the farm all the time. And part of their program is learning how to run the farm. So they run equipment. They take care of the animals. They take care of the greenhouses. And so they're out there, you know, 24/7 learning how.
Can people buy things?
Sure.
From the farm.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so
okay, Christmas.
Have,
Christmas
yes.
is coming. What's happening?
We're going to talk about Country Christmas. So we actually have Christmas tree sales, and that starts the weekend after Thanksgiving. So it's the weekend after Thanksgiving, and then the following weekend, so December 7th and 8th, we have Christmas tree sales. We have lots of different types of trees out there.
Big ones?
Big ones, small ones, tabletop ones.
Douglas fir?
We have Douglas fir. We have silver tip. We have all sorts of different varieties
wow.
of trees out there. I have brought coupons with me that can be handed out.
Okay.
And so it also has our Country Christmas Fair information on it.
Well, you have no idea. Yeah, I was thinking, okay, we're going to get back on December 1st, and I thought, oh, I like to put my tree up over Thanksgiving weekend, and we have some friends that have a ranch. We got to, okay, we're going to get our tree
now
from you guys.
Now you can come to Shasta
So
College.
Now I also need to have you dibs one for me. I want a 10-foot Douglas fir.
Okay,
pole.
I need to write this down.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards. So anyway, this is exciting. We didn't know about this.
Yes.
Okay, so you...
So we have our Christmas tree sales, but then we have a really cool event. It's called Country Christmas Fair, and it is December 7th and 8th. It's a free event to the public. We have Santa Claus is going to be there. We have the clubs on campus have booths where they sell, you know, homemade things,
wonderful.
Homemade crafts and things like that. We have a petting zoo. We have our poinsettia sales. So you can come out and you can buy poinsettias that were actually raised at the college. The horticulture
what?
Department has been doing a phenomenal job. They've been working on it tirelessly. They're a lot of work. So there's all sorts of really great events going on. It's also indoors. So even if the weather isn't the best, you can still come out. We have arts and crafts activities for the kids. And again, this is a free event for the community. And our Christmas tree sales are, you know, all a part of that. The proceeds from our Christmas tree sales actually go to our Ag Leadership Club students.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you're putting money right back into
right
our
program. Right back in. Love
yeah,
it.
Right
Love
back
it.
Into our program. We give out scholarships. It funds travel for professional development. So we just took a group of students down to Fresno State for a leadership conference for a couple of days. And they got so much out of that as far as professional development skills, learning how to write a resume, learning how to get an internship, all of those things. So
wow.
the money that you spend at the Country Christmas Fair is going to go right back.
Oh, I love that. We need to cut a spot
do
on
you
that.
Take, yeah, we will. And do you give tours to the farm?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So you can contact either myself or the farm manager, Jonas Lindblom, about getting a tour of the farm. And, you know, the farm is an open space, so you can come out to the farm and visit. We just ask that you check in with our office first so that we know who's out there just in case of an emergency.
Do you have excess manure for people that they wanted to use it in their garden?
No, that's
I'm sure we could work something out because certainly a lot of – when you have animals, you certainly have manure.
No, seriously.
Right. Yeah, so that is definitely something.
How many people are in the program right now?
Oh, gosh. We're definitely growing. So we're upwards in our agriculture and natural resources. We're probably – upwards of 200.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and I don't have the exact number.
That's great. Peter, we're going to make a date, and we're going to come out there either the 7th or the 8th, but we want to just make a date of it and just come out and do that, support the support, like our fees, the even with the booths. So, sure. Like, say it's the pig farmers. Or is that what you're talking about?
So we actually have the clubs, other clubs on campus that come
cool.
out. So it's some of their fundraisers too. And again, the proceeds are going back to those
right.
clubs.
So they may be like, it could be jams. It could be like little Christmas tchotchkes,
yep.
which we're always looking for stocking stuffers
absolutely.
And gifts for friends. Oh, that's so exciting.
And Shasta College spring registration starts next week. So if you're interested in coming to Shasta College, next week is when, you know, open registration happens. And so we would love to see you at Shasta College. We have so many awesome opportunities.
Where you can sign up now for your heavy equipment
yes.
classes,
yep.
your agricultural classes,
yep.
for
classes.
Your welding,
yep.
all your classes next week.
Yep.
And they're going to help you veterans. They're going to help you. They've got a lot of help out there for our veterans, getting them registered because it's not easy going through that. And we have to run. So, Audra Harl.
Harl, yep.
Thank you so much for being with
and
us
Peter
today.
Griggs and,
Peter Griggs, as usual, you're just, you know, you bring in an outstanding crew
Craig,
every month.
Carmina and Jesse Tyler from the Administration
and
of Justice.
Everybody. Get out to IGO. It starts at 11 o'clock, so try to get out there early so you can get a parking spot. And come out and let's celebrate Veterans Day. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. How about today we all be good guys?
My ground, and I won't back down. Hey.